This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Dog, man, that's our coach. Are they throwing beers off the roof yet?
I don't know. I can't see them.
Yeah, this thing has started. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Chiller, broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan.
Get the dumb button ready.
Philadelphia's Hotel, man. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local tri-state Toyota dealers. Yeah, the dumb button's there. Kyle's ready to go. We're ready to go. At least
Mike is back.
You guys are fine.
He's all like dumb.
When you guys exited earlier, Todd Harriman's and AJ Feely jumped on.
Yeah.
Immediately, AJ Feely spills his drinks.
Yeah, what is all this over here?
We have to dump him. Bro. That guy's a mess. Bro. Your ex-teammate.
Hey, AJ's having. See, this is the main reason why I didn't want to come to the parade. Because I can't partake.
Yeah, Hugh, we're partaking, Hugh.
I can't partake.
Just start partaking.
Yeah, listen,
we're good.
Listen.
Wait a minute,
I went to the bar. I went to the bar just to talk to the bartenders and everything to make sure they were good.
That's right. You just took care of
that's the only reason.
Yeah, man, to make sure they were okay,
man. Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, all right, 215-592-9049. We're going to send it down to Elliot in a few minutes. He's interviewing
I'm surprised he's not partying it up.
Well, he's busy.
He's a professional.
Oh, he's working today?
And you know, the real people working today are Buzz and Elliot and Devin. We're just sitting up here having a good time watching this thing play
out. Did y'all find Buzz?
Oh, we found Buzz. He's on broad.
He's okay.
Buzz asked somebody what they wearing.
Yeah, he did. A woman. Yeah.
And she said she had a boyfriend. Well, she had a boyfriend that was a Dallas Cowboys fan, and she said he sucks.
Edgy Buzz is becoming a big star on Broad Street. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's talk to who we got. We got Monty. Monty is up on WIP on parade day. What's up, Monty?
Hey, not much, because I actually have to work today. So I'm watching
perfect combination.
The parade on my smart board in my classroom because there's no students today.
What?
I missed it, Monty. What'd you say? You called out of work or you're at work?
I am at work. We have no students today, so I'm watching the parade on my smart board. And I'm listening to you guys on my phone on the Odyssey app.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't imagine
that's
much work.
You're getting paid and not working today. I love
can't imagine much work is getting done today in this area. I mean, the whole city's
here. Like me. I'm getting paid today, but I ain't working.
Well, that counts for us. This is not much work. We're not really doing anything.
Hey, must be nice.
Hey, I'm happy for Nick Sirianni, even though after the Tampa Bay game, I was ready for him to get shown the walking papers. I actually have a funny story where my freshman daughter goes to Pitt, and they were at a watch party. And during that game, they were calling for him to get fired. And one of the girls spoke up and said, that's my uncle, and sometimes even I want him to get fired.
Yeah, I mean, look, Bonte, that wasn't the only place. I mean, there were a lot of places, a lot of people that thought Sirianni was not going to last. The season not going to last afterwards. And here he is, and he gets to be a Super Bowl champion. And Monty, we appreciate it. Ike, before you hop back up, we were talking about the journey of Sirianni and how he evolved
Love
over the
Coach,
course of the season.
Love him.
I'm just so impressed how he flipped it around and owned his role, right? The Eagles changed his role. And he could have been bitter, and maybe he was a year ago. I have no idea what the guy was feeling. But he got good at what they asked him to do, and they wouldn't have been here if he didn't coach the way he did in the last two-thirds of the season.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it this way, fellas. Self-awareness from Nick Sirianni coming off of last year. Not him acknowledging, oh, this was my fault, I'm the reason this happened. But more or less acknowledging, I didn't do a good enough job to get us out of the rut that we were in.
Yep.
So I have, and if that's the case, I have to be willing to at least listen to alternatives as to how I can be a better communicator with my players. When adversity hits, I got to be more of a unifier and bring us together, because you don't want what happened at the end of last year on your watch anymore. So I give Nick Sirianni a ton of credit for having that self-awareness. He talked about leadership books he read in the offseason. And to me, it just it endeared himself to me even more. I'm one of those guys that if everybody's kicking on somebody, I'm there to try to defend them and help them out, right? So, you know, when Nick was going through that last year, I had his back, and it wasn't easy. So when that guy eventually turns it around and things start to work in his favor, I'm that much more happier for his success. So, yeah, Nick Sirianni, man, I never played for the guy. He was never my coach. But I actually root for him to be successful, because I think he's genuine in everything he does. Everything he does isn't necessarily the right way to do it or what have you. But at least he can recognize that and make the changes he thinks is necessary for the betterment of the team. And listen, he had to deal with a lot of stuff. The quarterback situation, it appears that relationship is a lot better, but I'm not going to sit here and act like they were best buddies
year. The whole thing in minicamp when it felt
right.
Like,
exactly.
It was such a simple thing, and it turned into such a huge thing.
And you know what, Joe? It's not easy when you're in his position, when he has to take the high road for everything.
Always.
He always had to take the high road, and he was able to do that and praise Jalen and encourage him. And quite honestly, I hope Jalen recognizes what he has in the head coach. And being serious, like, I hope he recognizes he has an adversary for him. And Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni has his back.
I
hope he appreciates
it. I hope so, too.
Yeah, because I'm serious. Yeah.
Because I don't know if he does, you know. And
sometimes it's hard to tell.
Well, and sometimes, like, he really wanted Brian Johnson in there, right?
Yep.
Sometimes the people who you want are not always the best ones for you, right?
Yes.
They're not the people you need.
Right.
Yes.
Nick Sirianni is good for Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And it might not be the way that Jalen Hurts wants it to be, but and this year may not have gone the way that Jalen, this season itself, the way that Jalen imagined it would go. But I hope at some point he looks back on it and he says, we did that to get
together,
to where we were.
Yeah.
And I might not have had the NFC Championship game that I had and the Super Bowl that I had if I didn't have to take a step back and look at the turnovers and look at the other successful parts of the team. And I hope at some point he gets that perspective, because it worked for him, you know?
Yeah.
And that was because of Nick in part.
I totally agree. And I like Jalen. I really do. But I think there is a gap there that he can close where there's a respect and admiration for the guy who's going through it with you. Like, Jalen and Nick Sirianni are tied at the hip.
And, you know, I think
forever.
Even though their personalities are so different, their stories are kind of similar.
Yes!
Neither were anyone's first choice to be a head coach or NFL starting quarterback. And then, guys, they also both had to take a step back. I mean, the team took away a lot of what Sirianni did and said, do something else. And then the Eagles said to Jalen, yes, you're going to manage the game more until, yes, we need you to take over.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
It worked out for both of them.
Yeah, they're connected in this, even though their personalities couldn't be more different. Like, one guy's reserved and one guy's freaking out on the sidelines every 5 minutes. But, Hugh, it works. Sometimes odd couples work.
And you know what the best part about all of this is? We got a chance to see it. We got a chance to see it throughout the season.
Yeah.
Think about how this season started. Jalen talking about, well, I don't know. I done had so many different coordinators in my life.
Right.
I don't know. And then when they said, what about your coach? He all right. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember all of that? And
yes,
I know I'm making a joke about it now.
But it's true,
you know, they were like, what do you think about your coach? He okay.
Yeah.
You know, they went through these different phases, man. Nick Sirianni having his Britney Spears moment when he cut off all his hair. Everybody, we're sitting at the pregame. We're like, this man had lost his damn mind.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first thought. And the press conferences and the ambiguity.
Stop, man. You're making me say it wrong.
And you're making me forget the word.
Exactly. I know the word you're trying to say.
Ambiguity.
Yes.
Of some of the press.
I couldn't remember the word.
And you know what the sad part about that is? I ain't had a drop of
it. Yeah, he ain't had nothing to drink.
Not yet.
Wait a minute. Say it again. I forgot already.
Ambiguity.
You're not. Ambiguity.
I like my word better. Ambiguity. But anyway. But anyway. But, you know, just we everything that happened throughout this year.
Yeah.
Where we had to read through all of it. And people getting mad at us because we talking about it. And the fact
stop being a hater.
No, I'm being petty. And the fact that BG comes on our show, well, not on our show, but
I know
on
what
our
you're
station,
saying. Yes.
And he throw his receiver under the bus, and we talk about it, and we get called out for it. Like, why y'all talking about
hater
it?
Hater you.
Hey, dog. And now we're here
now, that was
having
Spike's
a parade.
Fault.
Yeah, that was damn show Spike's fault.
Yeah.
Spike, we can't take you nowhere.
You forced PG to do that. And look what happened. They won the Super Bowl.
Dude, I could have said, hey, PG, what shoes are you wearing today?
Yeah, he was ready to go.
He went for 25 minutes straight.
He had a plan.
Yep. Yes.
And it worked. Hey,
and it worked.
And you know what? You know what the sad part about that is?
Put that in the yearbook.
You know what the sad part? Any other time, you wouldn't let nobody long talk. You just let him go.
Dude, so I was doing the show with my dad at the time. And most of the time, we did not see eye to eye on what to do. Brandon started talking, and we both sat back and looked at each other.
Cook.
And we were like,
hey, yeah, let him go.
Let him go.
Hey, you know what? This is great radio.
That's the brand manager in him. He knows. Like, let him go.
Yep. It's rare it happens. That was one of those times where I started getting messages from people like, are you listening right now? And I'm like, I meet him, I'm like, what?
I started texting people.
Well, I was like, first I was like, what?
It's BG's on. I text you or Elliot. No, I'm listening.
What
I'm
is
like,
happening?
Y'all listen to BG right now?
I'm listening, but I'm not listening, right? So when I walk in the building, Ike was like, dog, did you hear that? And I said, yeah. He said, no, did you hear that? And I was like, no. And then he started telling me, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I see BG's phone going off every 2 seconds while he's going.
So he gets up during the break. I'm like, bro, you know you just set Twitter on fire, bro. Like, yeah.
He blazed it.
He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, bro. Like, yeah.
But I don't think we're here if he didn't do that.
No. I agree.
I don't think we're here.
I agree.
But you know what the best was?
They won't admit that, but that forced them to address some issues.
Yeah, acknowledge that there was issues there.
Yes.
But yeah, and they ignored it the year before when there was issues.
But you know what the best was? Because Ike's get me up to speed on what's happening, why the show's actually going on. So BG gets off the air. We can tell these stories now. Hey, they Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
BG gets off the air, and he said, was that too much? And I said, yeah, dog.
Yeah. But
I said, don't worry about it.
Yeah, dog, we got you.
We're going to let you have it tomorrow, though. I said, real talk, bro. I said, it's cool.
We got to talk about it now.
He was like, dang.
Yeah, once you put it out there, we got to talk about it, bro. I had to tell him. I said, we got you, though.
No,
we got you.
No, but remember, because he came right off the stage, and he said, was that too much?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, that was a lot. I said, bro, that was a lot. But yeah, we're gonna. And I said, just to let you know, I said we're gonna talk about it all. We're gonna talk about it all week. But we got you. We're gonna be as kind as we can be.
Yeah, it may
but
have we been about 10 to let minutes you have too much. But it was great. It was great radio.
It was needed.
I remember I walked right over to Tucker, who was doing the video, and I was like, just very quietly, did you hear what he said there?
No.
Did you get that?
You everybody might want to get that out there.
Yeah, everybody wants to make sure that we hear this all.
No, because it's like from your side, it's gold content. That's what you want. And from the ex-player side, we're like, man, I like, damn.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, we're like, damn.
I'm sitting in the parking lot in the car listening.
No.
When he ran in, because I'm
behind the stage, and I run in, he said, dog, do you hear this? And I was like, I hear him. He's like, no, do you hear him? And then I start listening. I was like, oh, hell no.
You know what it was? It was the elephant in the room that finally, everyone knew it. The passing game needed to be better. And then the ironic part is Jalen had his best two throwing games, the last two games to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, see, this is what everyone was feeling. And then he did it.
Yeah. Now, listen, like I said, they'll never admit it, and I don't expect them to, but it was the elephant in the room that needed to be addressed, and I think it forced them behind closed doors to have some conversations to at least clear the air to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
So you at least, even if they use BG as the scapegoat or the whipping boy in that situation where, you know, then it became, oh, yeah, that's just BG. You know, he's saying this and that and the other. As if almost everybody on that side was sort of turning on BG. But in reality, nobody said BG was lying. He made up the story or anything.
Nah.
So while it was uncomfortable for everybody, and I remember texting BG during that time. I'm like, bro, it's all right. You'll get through this. We'll get through this storm. Like, they may not like it, but you felt it was needed, so I'm going to trust you. You're in the locker room.
Yeah.
So he felt it was needed to say. This is a guy that's always about unifying the team. And so he felt this was an issue that needed to be addressed. This isn't somebody who's looking to divide the team or create controversy.
Well, he's a guy, even though he's on WIP and we all love BG, BG will be the one to tell us, you guys are making something out of nothing.
Yes.
You're causing controversy. Yeah. So if he is saying
it,
right.
He must feel it's needed.
Well, speaking of that, I hope we get a BG speech today.
Dude, that's the one I'm looking forward to. The BG speech.
He ain't gonna say a whole lot.
No, I think he could.
No, because he
is last.
You know what I can
see?
If anyone has that clown Mike Lombardi? Some clown Mike Lombardi?
Yeah.
BG could you
that.
Not see some clown Joe DeCamera from BG about Joe? I could.
Don't do that, BG, because we won't let it go now.
Oh, God. I can see that. All right, let's go to the phones here. Do you guys ever talk to Spike? A different, like, Spike from Bristol?
The female Spike. Yes.
I saw, I think, one time she called us up.
Spike in Bristol on with us, which includes another Spike. What's up, Spike?
You talk to me all the time, and every time I talk to you, and it's Ike, who's, I love you, Ike.
Yeah, I love you too, Spike.
Ike always says, female boy, and then I have to go over and over and tell him how I have seven sons and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, last time there was a parade on Broad Street, I was stuck in the burn unit at Temple University Hospital. I was still on Broad Street, though, but my son was in the burn unit for 9 months, and we had to watch the first Super Bowl up there in the burn unit, and I'm so jelly of you guys being there, but I'm so happy that yous are all together, and my love for the whole front offensive and defensive lines, I can't pick one. It's like, how do you pick a potato chip? So anyway, dissing her husband because he went to work today. You're not
work.
A loser because you work.
Well, you're not a loser for that. But it's tough day to go to work today, Spike. I mean, today's the day. Even if you're at work, I can't imagine anyone's doing anything.
Yeah, I think she was more calling him a loser because he was a Cowboy.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope so. I'll give the lady Spike a pass on that.
Yeah, but me and Spike, anyway, we had this conversation. This is a soft spot. We don't play them games, especially on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's right, Hugh, because you know about our conversation about
Spike don't like that side piece thing. She ain't like
Spike
like
called back upset at Hugh a couple days
ago. She ain't like that side piece.
I heard that the other day.
Yeah. She ain't like that.
Yeah, I love yous all. Okay.
I love you too.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, right. Spike. We appreciate it. Yeah.
I can't get Spike out of my head, though.
Yeah.
She didn't like that side piece comment I made.
Two
the
Spikes,
other day.
Yes. Yeah.
What was the comment? What'd you say?
Well, I just said, like since today is Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's not go back down there.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm here.
Yeah.
I said, since today is Valentine's Day, I was trying to figure out which day is side piece day.
Oh.
Because Valentine's Day has been pushed back.
Well, because today's a mess, right?
Yes.
Like, who's celebrating today?
So Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So side piece day is Sunday.
Would you stop?
And Spike was like, "Nah, that ain't cool." And I'm just, no, I'm just
three married men here.
I'm just, I ain't married. I was, but what I'm saying is, no. And I was just trying to figure out which day is side piece day.
The parade really got it through a monkey wrench and all this.
Yeah. It threw a monkey wrench in.
I'm gonna speak for all of us. We don't know which day is side piece. I was trying to figure it out.
I have no idea. I'm angry at you're so disrespectful. Honestly,
we actually got a call from a florist who was trying to help us out.
Throw me under the bus, why don't you?
This is all your fault. All right, let's go down. Can we check in? Let's go down to Elliot here. Elliot's down at the Oval talking to some fans. Let's go down to Elliot.
All right, Joe, so we're here in the thick of it. It's getting more and more crowded. I am here with
Nicole.
And Wes.
How long have you guys been out here?
About, what time is it?
That's a great question. Yeah.
9:30, about 8 hours.
Okay, so what does this Super Bowl mean to you? Obviously, what's crazy, it's their second one now, which sounds great to say. But what does this one mean to you guys?
Means everything. I mean, growing up as a Philly sports fan, with the Wing Bowl and everything, we thought we were never going to get a Super Bowl. And then now that we got one, we got two, you got the taste in your mouth. That's all we ever want. It's just to keep having this feeling. We were always so envious of all these other teams. And now that we have it in our own team, our own city, it means everything. It really does.
I grew up
love in sports because of the men in my life, my grandpa, my dad, and my uncle. My uncle was one of the biggest Eagles fans, God rest his soul. So the minute we won, my cousin and I, we just lost it because for us, this is what it was. Because he was sick the last time during the Super Bowl.
Sometimes Eagles fans can get a bad rap unfairly, but being here today, you can just really feel the love and the happiness. You've been here for a long time. What's your experience been like so far?
We formed a family over here. We're looking out for each other. We're holding down the fort for each other. Everyone's extremely friendly. We're letting kids in because kids are most important. But we become family over here.
Like this, the seats that are empty right next to us, these guys got here at midnight, and we were just talking to them, and they're like, hey, we got to hit the bathroom. You know, can you hold down the fort? And we're like, yeah, we got you. So, yeah, their seats are here. And we're all here for the same purpose. You know, we're all here to make sure that, you know, we all have a good time. We enjoy this. And, you know, you never know when it's going to happen again. And so you really got to enjoy it. You got to soak up every second of it. And so, you know, taking off of work and making sure we were here, you know, it's something we couldn't look past. You know, we had to do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Hey, it could happen again next year, too, with the way this team's going. Amen. So, all right, thanks so much, and back to you, Joe.
All right, thank you, Elliot. How about Elliot? Reporter Elliot on the scene doing a good job down there. You know what that reminded me of? So when he asked one of those fans down there what it means to you that the Eagles won this one, I think one of the guys said it means everything to me. It reminded me of this 7 years ago when Joe DeCamera had the same quote the day after the Eagles won.
It meant everything to me. Oh. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
That is the cryingest show in history.
We got a lot of
cries.
We got a lot of cries at the station.
Well, it's an amazing amount of crying on that show.
And remember, that was crying from a weakened man who was just sick for 3 weeks and missed the entire Super Bowl run. You know, so he was small.
I remember
John
when I was.
Richie said.
I remember Richie said he's
small. I remember I was filling in for Joe a lot during that run because Joe was ill.
That sounded like that was personal, though.
Yeah.
Richie was like, you sound small.
So, yeah. Hugh, I was filling in for Joe a lot because he wasn't feeling well during the run. And then he called in one day. I guess he was getting better. and that's when it happened because his voice just sounded so different. And then Richie was like, he sounds so tiny and small.
I tell you what, man. It's as a man, you need to be in touch with your feminine side.
Come
you know,
on, man.
No, you do. You got to. You have to be able to cry and be vulnerable at times.
Yeah. Right.
But damn, man, that's a vulnerable ass show. It's a vulnerable ass.
Well, even their guests. I mean, it's
right.
All the time.
I mean,
that's what we're doing today, Joe.
Make Kelsey
Jones. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing today, Joe.
Hey, I mean, it's okay to cry today if you want to cry.
Joe been around me too long.
It's all right.
Because he talk about the guests crying and whatnot.
Well, they are.
Well, yeah, Yeah, they do cry a lot.
PG cried. Kelsey cried twice.
It's
Richie cried.
Show,
the cameras cried.
Was it twice or was it three times? Are you talking about the time
Kelsey?
He cried? Yeah, he
Kelsey
cried this week.
Cried three times.
That's what I'm
three?
Saying, because he cried this week.
I think it was. I thought it was twice.
No, which two are you talking about? Because he cried this week. Are you
this
talking about
week?
The one this? Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, this week, and then I only remember one other time on that show.
Okay, but I'm just saying, he cried. I was like,
it's
damn.
A lot of crying.
Then BG.
Like,
then
damn,
Joe
though.
Has cried three
oh,
times
yeah, BG.
Himself.
BG
I mean,
cried.
John Ritchie has the worst cry in the history of radio.
What? Oh, that was a snotty cry.
Oh, listen to that snot.
He should have just blew his nose after that.
Cal had it ready to go.
Yep.
He knew we were going there.
Well, once you start with the morning show crying, you just got to keep going down the whole thing. All right, 215-592-9494. We will check in with Elliot and Devin again for another update on what's going on down live. We'll go live to them coming up in just a few minutes. The parade has begun. We're just a couple hours away from the speeches at the Art Museum. We're with you all day here on WIP. 215-592-9494. We're broadcasting live from the Assembly Room rooftop lounge to the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers on Sports Radio 94 WIP. When the game tips off, the NBA action is just beginning on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports, because FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle until the final buzzer. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your shot at $150 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.